step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Kajewski here for Awesome Odds, and we are back talking more college football. It's not yet bowl season, and don't worry, we're going to have bowl season content. Many, many games to break down, but there is one last game, and for a lot of people, it is the game. It is Army. It is Navy. They get their own week of the year each and every year, and obviously, this is a game that you are going to want to see. And from a betting standpoint, we're dealing with some things that we haven't all year, Matt. And before we dive into the game, I do want to give a quick shout out to BetMGM, who's powered all our betting content this year. If you are a new user, click the link in the description of this video, deposit $10 or more, and you are going to get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. In addition, 3 free months of Awesome Plus Platinum. It's going to cover you, obviously, all the way through NFL. We've got NBA, of course, the bowl season and college hoops. Hockey, golf will be back. A lot of value there for the betting and DFS standpoint. But I want to ask you just right off the bat. We've got Army. We've got Navy. How do you approach a game that is so different? And we're going to talk about why in just a second.
Yeah, this game is awesome. It's one of the best games every single year. Love the standalone. Love all the tradition behind it. It's a tough one for betting. Obviously, we're dealing with two triple option teams. Very few triple option teams still around in college football. Both these teams do play against Air Force typically every year, and if not every year, close to it. And we saw them both against Air Force this year. So we kind of have a small sample of how they will defend the triple option, but I don't think that's a huge factor. Obviously, these guys are going against it in practice from time to time during their game plans and their scrimmages. So it's really interesting. Obviously, we know it's going to be a very low scoring environment with both teams barely throwing the ball, but overall, just a really interesting game.
Yeah, and so this is at a neutral venue. I believe it's at in East Rutherford at MetLife, but so we've got that. And I just want to ask you kind of just a quick follow-up there, and I don't know the answer. This is a genuine question. Are all the triple options the same? Because I've seen a lot of Army this year. I've also seen a good amount of Air Force. And the way that they run the triple option, it's the same, but it's also, in my mind, different the way they do it. So, like, within these three teams, are there different wrinkles that each one kind of brings to the table?
Yeah, there are. And I think it comes down to who is basically your best player. And we see this rotate. For example, like in the past, when Navy's had Malcolm Perry, he'll be the engine of their offense. But right now, they don't use their quarterback as much in the triple option. Typically, you're seeing the fullback and Isaac Ruos as their lead back. And that's not the same with Army. They're leading with Tyheer Tyler or whichever quarterback they it's their quarterbacks have been all hurt throughout the year. So at times you'll see Christian Anderson in their most recent game. They both played, but Army is using a lot of their quarterback as the engine of the offense. The offense overall is not drastically different, but it's kind of different in who they're prioritizing to give the ball.
All right, let's dive into the picks. We've got a 7.5 point spread. Navy is underdog. The over-under is just 33.5. Let's start with the side. Where do you lean? Do you take the points with Navy, or do you think that Army once again can get it done by a touchdown or more?
Anytime we have the military academies playing each other, and it's really interesting that they all run the triple option, when you can get more than a touchdown in terms of points, I think that's going to look really attractive unless you're dealing with a wide gap in skill, which I do not think we'll see here, and we can talk about why. But first of all, in a game that's only projected to score 34 points, getting it north of a touchdown is really it's really plus EV in my opinion. So seeing Navy just at this line already piques my interest. And then you dig into these teams, and I think people might just look at raw win-loss record, see Army 8-3, see Navy at 3-8, and think there is a wide gap in skill, but I do not view that to be the case. Navy plays in a conference, so they're in the AAC, and they draw some pretty decent level of competition there. You're going to play Houston, UCF, SMU, Memphis, Cincinnati. They drew Notre Dame in their non-conference, so we have some pretty good opponents for Navy, and they played most of these to single digits. The only exception being Notre Dame, where they got blown out, but we're talking about a 7-point loss to Cincinnati. They lose pretty handily to Memphis, but then a 7-point loss to SMU, a win over UCF, an 8-point loss to Houston. They were in a lot of really competitive games this year against elite competition. And we know that these single digit scores, the final scores, that is, they're generally coin flips. And we can say the opposite about Army, who played, I think, a weaker level of competition. Obviously, they do not have a conference, so they're all non-con. But we're talking about who is their best win. And I'll actually throw that to you because I'm not sure who it is. Maybe it's Air Force? Maybe it's Liberty?
To me, so the problem is I honestly think that their best win is Western Kentucky, but I couldn't think of a team less suited to stop the triple option than a team like Western Kentucky. So I don't take that as some great accomplishment from Army. They're a very disciplined team. Honestly, I thought their best game was against Wisconsin. They lost by 6 points, and I thought they played really well there. But you mentioned the 8-3 record. They've beaten Bucknell. They've beaten UMass. They've beaten UConn. They've beaten Georgia State, and they've beaten Miami of Ohio. Those are some pretty easy teams that if Navy got, Navy would be bowl eligible as well. There's no doubt in my mind. I have to agree with you. I'm more of a, you know, I grew up just south of West Point in New York, and I always root for Army in the game. 7.5 is a huge, that's like getting 15 in a normal game if the over-under was 68. And that's a lot of points in terms of the percentage of total points predicted. Navy is getting better throughout the year. It's going to be low scoring. I don't think it's going to be that low scoring, but still, I have to take the points with you. The hook is very important here. Navy is a very aggressive team. Both teams go for it a lot on fourth down because they run so much. I like the coaching. I like what they've done to close the year here. I expect a really, really close game, and I am going to take the points and make it unanimous. Before we duck out of here, I know it's just one game. I do want to ask you about the 33.5. That's really low. We've seen service academies play to ridiculous scores when they've matched up. We had Air Force and Navy 23-3 earlier in the year. We had Air Force and Army 21-14. What do you see in terms of stylistically, you know, the point total in this one?
I think this is a little less attractive than the spread, but if I am taking it, it's towards the over. We know why it's so low, and I think that's priced efficiently right now. It's because of the offenses they're running. But matchup-wise, what are some things these teams could exploit? We know there's not going to be a lot through the air, of course. But on the ground, we're not dealing with two elite run defenses either. And maybe at first glance, it looks like this, but I really think that comes down to depressed play volume. So Army's allowing just 110 rushing yards per game. Navy's allowing just over 130. But again, they're depressing the play volume of their opponents. On a per attempt basis, it's okay, but we're talking about around 4 yards per attempt for both teams. And I cross-reference this with Pro Football Focus, just overall run grades, which obviously is going to factor in a lot more level of competition, certain things like that. And neither of these teams were particularly good. Army comes in 85th in run defense. Navy comes in outside the top 100 at 108. Again, I don't think the edges are drastic where you want to lay the points with Army. I'm actually on the Navy side. But with both teams struggling in run defense, at least both outside the top half of what we know in the FBS, I think you could look to some points being scored here. So I will favor the over, albeit slightly.
I'm with you again. Navy and the over for me. And honestly, I'll make it unanimous. I like Navy getting the points more than I like the over. The only thing I'm going to add to what you said, a lot of people are going to draw on Air Force. Air Force is significantly better against the run than both of these teams. 3.3 yards allowed per rushing attempt. And I think that is skewing what we see. And that's why I wanted to ask you at the top about all of these academies being kind of equal. I don't think that's the truth. So these Air Force games, to me, yes, they're relevant, but I think they're also misleading. This spread, this total is going to continue to drop. It was at 36. Now it's at 33.5. I think the narrative out there is no points will be scored. I'm not saying we're going to get into the 70s. It's not Wake Forest playing, but I do think that we can get more than 34 points in this one. So I'm with you on the over. I'm going to take those points with Navy. Obviously, if you are ready for bowl season, I know me and Matt are, stay tuned for Awesome Odds. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. We're going to have a ton of content as well as our podcast, Betting You. We're going to break down all the bowl games. If you're in pools, if you're betting those games, you're not going to want to miss that. But for the game, for Army, Navy, and a great college football season, and for me and Matt here at Awesome Odds, good luck this Saturday. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.